CollingwoodToday.ca welcomes letters to the editor. They can be submitted through the site or sent to Erica at CollingwoodToday.ca. Please include your full name, address and phone number for verification purposes. With so many pressing issues before our town, the need for a new water plant, our ever-growing tax bill to the simple need to clean up our downtown core, a far less interesting but necessary issue seems to be once again slipping through the cracks, the need for a ward system in Collingwood. How many residents know that out of the 16 municipalities that make up Simcoe County, only 3 don't have a ward system and Collingwood is one of them? This current election cycle yet again punctuates the confusion presented to the voter when asked to select a whopping 7 councillors out of 12 running. 4 years ago, many incumbents committed to looking into a ward system, but nothing ever happened. The average resident, when facing a problem, is left to take a best guess at who to call with their concern. Many end up emailing or calling several, if not all, of the councillors. The councillors around the table end up jockeying for favor with certain groups of residents rather than dedicating their time and energy to their assigned ward. I wonder how many residents have seen any of the incumbents' faces at their door prior to this election cycle? Many would be surprised to know that almost all of the incumbents live within just a few kilometers or blocks of one another. Some of those running come up with the thinnest of arguments against a ward system, such as, "It takes away from our small town feel." I say to that argument, "Have you taken a drive around town lately? We have left the small town notion long ago. We are a growing town, a town that deserves localized councillors with a vested interest in their ward. Who knows? Maybe we could even finally get the accountable governance we were promised 4 years ago." Ted Rowe, Collingwood, on.